Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, the day that Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the need for Lent and Easter was set in motion. At that time, the Lord God had to look for a way to redeem his own people, and he did that at a great cost. Today, we recall the events that necessitated Lent and Easter. Adam and Eve were tempted by the evil one, they succumbed to his temptation, and they obeyed the creature and disobeyed the creator. The creature who has no power to create or give life, they rather listened to him and disobeyed the Lord of life. In obeying the serpent, Adam sold himself into slavery. And through Adam, all of us. The so-called eternal life that the serpent promised man was really continuous suffering and eternal death. The first reading said, when the man and his wife had eaten of the fruit that God forbade them to eat, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. Certainly, when we sin, we become naked. We strip ourselves of the grace of God, and we become susceptible to the power of the evil one. And so Adam and Eve became naked and they realized it. Certainly they became wise, as the tempter had told them, but that wisdom was not the type of wisdom they should have needed. It was not beneficial to them. Their eyes were opened. They understood immediately the severity of their deed. Friends, their misdeed became a source of eternal contamination for their posterity till our own time. And this is how St. Paul put it in his letter to the Romans. Sin entered the world through one man. And through sin, death. And thus, death has spread through the whole human race. Because everyone has sinned, we sinned through Adam. When we couldn't stand the temptation in Adam and Eve, we disobeyed the voice of God. The day Adam and Eve betrayed the trust God reposed in them, the need for Lent was set in motion. God has to find a way to set man free from the snare in which he got himself entangled. In Adam, we all sinned and deserve to die. If God were a human being, he would have wiped out the whole human race without a trace left. Thankfully, God is not a human being. He found a remedy for his people, but at a great cost. He sent his own son, Jesus Christ, as an expiation of our transgressions. The text of the gospel we read today indicates that from the very beginning of his public life, Jesus was tempted by the same tempter who managed to deceive Adam and Eve, who put a wedge between God and his own creation. That tempter came back to Jesus, tempted him several times, but failed. Just as the devil tempted Adam and Eve and led them astray, So he tempted Jesus in the wilderness. He told Jesus to turn stones into bread. You know the answer. Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone." He brought him to the pinnacle of the temple and asked him to jump down to show how great he was. He would have wanted Jesus to perform magic. Jesus said, "No, that was not the case." Then he brought him to the highest of the mountains and showed him the glory of the whole world, and asked Jesus to bow down and worship him. The way he managed to enslave Adam and Eve, he wanted to enslave Jesus also. But Jesus told him, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And he left him there. We can choose, as we go through the season of Lent, to behave like Adam and Eve, to be so gullible and be tempted by everything around us, so that we go away from the path marked out for us by God, or we can choose to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and stand firm and refuse to be made naked in the presence of the evil one. In our world today, there are many temptations. Sometimes many things that seem so good, but as it is said in English, it is not all that glitters that is gold. So we have to make a conscious effort to draw closer to Christ, walk with him and bear our own crosses, and receive the grace we need to fight against the temptations around us. Some of them are not quite clear for us to see. They are a bit confusing. We may choose and choose wrongly. But if we walk hand in hand with the Lord, we certainly will overcome those temptations. So today, as we begin the first Sunday of Lent, let us remember, we can either be like Adam and fail, or be like Jesus, the second Adam, and succeed. Success does not come so easily. Success comes at a cost, and it is for those who are ready to persevere. If we are not ready to persevere, if we want everything to be given to us on a silver platter, we will certainly fail. We will be misled by the evil one to choose that which is not right. God has already set us free in Jesus Christ. Ours is to listen to his voice, calling us to repentance, to be charitable to one another in our actions and attitudes, and to pray. If we fail to pray, we will fail to succeed. Today, Christ has shown us the way to put the devil to flight by refusing to be stripped of our grace, the grace that God has given us, to tell the evil one, the deceptive one, that we are sons and daughters of God. We have been washed clean in the blood of Christ, and we can carry the cross and follow him. Until we are ready to follow Christ carrying our own crosses of the day, we will fail to receive the crown of glory, as St. Paul put it in the second reading. Since he has died for us, he made us righteous. Let us not go away from that righteousness and sell ourselves into slavery again to the evil one.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.